The BBC has announced that it's going to maintain long wave as long as the technological infrastructure lasts. And the engineers advise me that will be certainly beyond 2017, which is the next charter period, and could be more than 10 years. I think the news of its death has been slightly exaggerated in the last few days,
So why on
or
earth announce
imminence.
it as part of DQF then? Surely the implication is that you'd actually like to get rid of long wave as soon as possible.
The BBC has looked very carefully at all of its distribution systems in order to see where it can make a saving and when it would be reasonable to do so, with a view to serving the audience as widely and sensitively as possible.
So
And while there is still.
saving is very important here. How much will the BBC save if it gets rid of long wave?
I can't give a complete answer to that question because some of these costs are commercially sensitive. The BBC outsources its distribution to a commercial provider. I can tell you that it costs us about a third of a million a year in electricity bills just to power our long-wave transmitters. But apart from that, there are the other maintenance costs, and then there would be the very substantial costs of re-equipping the transmitters to extend their lifespan.
But you see, this is
But
such a valuable for a small number of people, and it may only be 90,000, but for a small number of people, this is a much valued, indeed vital service. And some, for example, a couple of our listeners, Brian Agar and Ian Brothwell, want to know why you aren't using solid-state transmitters or transistors rather than VARs. In other words, long wave could continue, as indeed it is in France, if you use these other technologies.
It is true that long wave could continue, and we could use solid state technology, but we believe it will be prohibitively expensive to do so. We've got to balance the cost against the loyal but small and steadily dwindling number of people who rely on long wave solely for their reception of Radio 4.
You've said there's plenty of time to find new homes for long wave only programmes, stuff like the cricket or the daily service and so on. What alternatives are possible, do you think, at this stage?
I think it's too early to speculate about that, Roger. I mean, the BBC has, I would say at least 10 years to make up its mind about how it's going to cater for the audience for these programmes. It has undertaken that it will make this material available to a national audience, and I'm sure it'll do that. We reckon that long wave is on its way out, but FM reaches 99% of the population. DAB will be reaching 97% before very long, and we're installing DAB transmitters at the rate of one a week, have been for the last 2 years. Of course, it's also possible to receive Radio 4 and the rest of our services via digital television and online.